From the people who brought you the ceiling fan and the tadpole audio series comes their most self-absorbed show yet.
Mark Jones here, and for the record, I have nothing to do with this new show.
A show about something.
It's pretty much just Kevin talking about himself. I don't really get it.
A show from the heart.
The production quality is pretty poor. I mean, even worse than the ceiling fan.
Find out everything you never wanted to know about the past work of Tadpole Radio founder and industry legend in his own mind.
I think Kevin was bored one afternoon, and then he made this... Wait, I think that's how the ceiling fan was started, too.
Early recordings from Kevin. A brand new podcast from Tadpole Radio. Check it out at earlykevin.blogspot.com. And now, from the Ceiling Fan News Network, a special ceiling fan announcement with Ethan Daniels.
Hey, guys. I'm Ethan Daniels.
And I'm Phil Jenkins.
It's just a beautiful day here in Shipshewana, Indiana, isn't it, Phil?
Ethan, would you please just get to the point?
Well, Phil, don't you think we should build up the suspense a little bit?
No, I do not think you should build up suspense. You've been keeping this secret contest idea from me for over a week, and I would really like you to tell the people and me what it is.
Just that excited, huh?
I'm just that sick of you telling me how awesome it's gonna be.
It is gonna be awesome, Phil. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, you've made that pretty clear. Like yesterday, when you made that huge sign that you put in my front yard that said, "This contest is going to be awesome, I am really excited about it."
Well...
Or the day before when you called my house and left 43 voice messages about it.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
Ethan, you dialed the wrong number. 43 times. Your mom called me yesterday wondering why some Korean guy was calling your house asking who I was. Then I found out your mom gave him my number after he kept calling me. I actually ended up talking to him for quite a while, though. His name is Mr. Ka. He's a pretty nice guy.
Did you tell him about the podcast?
No, I didn't want to ruin our newfound friendship quite yet.
Yeah, that might have been a smart choice on your part.
Anyway, let's get to this announcement. I got a World of Battle Arts gathering tonight at 8.
All right, Phil. Well, to the announcement of the big contest. Is everyone gathered around? Listen closely, guys, because this is something you don't want to miss. All right, here we go. The contest is called the Ceiling Fan Hijack, and it's your chance to take over the ceiling fan. All right, here's the rules. What we want you to do is record your own version of the ceiling fan, then send it to us. Then Kevin and Mark and maybe some of the rest of the people here at Tadpole Radio will listen to them and judge them based on humor, quality, entertainment value, and overall funness. And then pick out the best one. Then we'll air the winner as the July episode of The Ceiling Fan. And if that's not enough, the winner will also receive their choice of t-shirt from the t-shirt store at kmapstudios.spreadshirt.com.
Wow, Ethan, that actually is pretty cool. But I have a few questions.
I figured you might, Phil.
Okay, so what do you mean by create their old version of the show? Do they mock us? Do they just be themselves hosting our show? Do they record a song backwards and play it forwards?
Well, that's the beauty of the contest. Anything goes. If they want to do a parody of the ceiling fan, that sounds pretty fun. If they want to do a hostile takeover of the show and host it themselves, they can do that too. But just remember, we'll be judging primarily on creativity, which I don't think is going to be a problem. I think most of our fans are really creative. And you know what? I even give permission to rip off any portion of previous ceiling fan episodes and use them in your production. And as a little incentive, I've heard, now I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that some people who work for Adventures in Odyssey secretly sit in their cubicles and listen to the ceiling fan. So this may be your chance for a little exposure.
That is true, Ethan. Now how do they send it to you once they have it recorded?
Right, well, once you've completed your production, send it in an MP3 format to kmappro@gmail.com. That's kmappro@gmail.com. Or if the file's too large and you somehow can't cram it into your email, just send us an email and let us know, and we'll figure all that out.
Well, great. I better get started on mine right away.
Oh, you're doing one, Phil?
Well, yeah, I figure if nobody sends one in, you'll have to play mine. Then I can get one of those awesome t-shirts. I've been planning to buy one anyway. Now I won't have to.
Well, I might come and help you then.
Is that allowed?
Yes, actually, it is. You can get as many people as you want to help you. But we're only giving away one t-shirt, so I guess you guys will have to fight over it.
So when does it have to be done?
Well, the recording has to be in our possession by July 18th, 2009, or we won't be able to accept it. So that gives you about 2 months to get everything together.
Well, all this sounds really exciting. I'm looking forward to hearing what the fans will come up with. Now I better get going. I have a lot to do before July 18th.
You sure do, Phil.
The Ceiling Fan is a presentation of Tadpole Radio. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by KMAP Studios. Be sure to check out this and other Tadpole Radio shows at tadpoleradio.com. If you have any questions about the contest, feel free to email us at kmappro@gmail.com. That's kmappro@gmail.com.
Oh, and keep your eyes peeled for the very special Ceiling Fan Behind the Scenes video podcast coming out this Sunday. I've seen bits and pieces of it, and Phil, it looks pretty fun.
I know I can't wait to see it. Well, I'm Phil Jenkins.
And I'm Ethan Daniels.
Goodbye, everyone.
And good luck recording.